Wham! Theater was co-founded in 2010 by artistic director Kristen Van Den Hoven and theater professional Lee Strimbeck. Inspired by the book Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide by Nicholas Kristof and Cheryl Woodun, Wham! Theater is based in Berkshire County, Massachusetts. Since launching in 2010, Wham! Theater has donated over $10,500 to six beneficiaries from their made stage productions and provided paid work to nearly 100 theater artists. Wham! Theater will celebrate their first five seasons on August 24th with a panel discussion of extraordinary people affecting positive change through the arts. The members of the panel are author and playwright Jessica Blank, playwright and founding member of the Collective 13 Playwrights Winter Miller, National Geographic photographer John Stanmeyer, and filmmaker Cynthia Wade. The event will be hosted by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Marcia Norman and our very own producer of the Roundtable, Sarah LaDuke, who... Well, they're replacing Jane Atkinson, who is not available because she is going to go off and hopefully win an Emmy.
Well, hopefully. That would be amazing.
Yes. So, and I would say that's a good excuse.
I would say that's exactly what I said when Jane sent me the email. It's like, well, if you have to withdraw to go to the Emmys, I guess that's okay.
Probably a good excuse, right?
Yes.
So, Kristen Van Den Hoven joins us now. She is the artistic director, as I mentioned, of Wham! Theater, and it's a delight to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
It's one of those things where you go, oh, wow, I feel old. It's 5 years, and it doesn't seem like 5 years, but boy, you've accomplished a lot in that time.
Well, thank you. We're very, very proud of it and also aghast at how much we've done when we were sort of putting it down and thinking about celebrating our accomplishments of the first 5 years. All of us were thinking, how did we do that and actually sleep and have a life? We're very proud of what we've accomplished.
What do you think you have accomplished?
We've exceeded our mission. When we first started Wham! And had this crazy idea to raise money to put on shows where we could create paid jobs for theater professionals in our area, especially women, and then also give money away to these courageous people that are on the front lines taking action for women's issues, we thought, well, how will that be sustainable?
Right.
And the fact that we've managed to donate so much and provide so many jobs and build such a supportive community and have so many collaborations with like-minded organizations, both in the Capital Region and the Berkshires, it's amazing. And I think it's a real testament to the intelligence and engagement of this community and how much they're engaged with both culture and women's issues and just wanting to be engaged with their community and locally and globally.
When you look at this event specifically that is happening on the 24th, it's kind of a distillation of what you've been doing of showing off the various projects and what can be done collectively.
Yeah, last year, Jane and I, we did the Claiming Her Place benefit, and that focused on the entertainment side of our mission and on how women deal with challenges in the entertainment industry. And so this year, we wanted to look at the other arm of Wham!'s mission and focus on the philanthropy part and how we donate funds and focus on other extraordinary artists who are affecting positive change through their art and really delve into why they became artist activists, sort of like chicken and the egg. Were they one first and then they were engaged with an issue and got compelled to create art about it? Was it the other way? Were they engaged with an issue and then created art? And, you know, how has it gone for them? All of these, you know, we feel proud of 5 years, but all of these incredible people on the panel have been engaged as artist activists for decades in some cases. So I'm extremely excited to be able to sit down with them and actually have a conversation with them and our audience about the challenges they've faced and how they've overcome them and what difference they've made and in cases where they have made a difference or have not made a difference and how they've overcome that and persisted in wanting to use their art to affect positive change.
And overcome, of course, and yet the challenge is still persist.
Well, exactly. I was thinking about Marcia Norman, who is flying into JFK at noon and then rushing up to the Mahawi to step up and co-host with Sarah LaDuke. And, you know, in the 80s, she was writing articles about gender parity in the theater. And now it's 30 years later, and she's still writing those articles and co-founded the Lily Awards to honor women in American theater. And Yeah, I want to chat with them. John Stanmeyer writes this really moving story in the blog interview that we have on our website about a case that where he was not able to affect change and what that did to him and how that's fueled him to keep going. So I think it's going to be very fascinating and stimulating to have these conversations, especially as such a young organization that, you know, I've been lucky to have a lot of mentors help me along the way so far. So having a couple of hours to sit down with these people and hear their stories of how they've affected positive change as artists, I think will help as a launch pad for our next 5 years.
If you want to see John's work and find out more, just go to whamtheater.com, whamtheater.com. So ultimately, when it's all said and done after the 24th, what do you hope you will have accomplished?
I hope people will get excited about our fall production and our four, which we're really the playwright Winter Miller is going to be at the yep. benefit. So I hope they'll get engaged with coming to that and that more people will know what WHAM is and what WHAM is doing. We've come so far in the first 5 years, and thanks to the support of the community, we look forward to what we can accomplish all together in the next 5 years and really making an impact in our community and around the world for women and girls.
It is beautiful work that you are doing, and you can find out more by going to WHAM. WhamTheater.com, WHAM Theater's Changemakers panel discussion of extraordinary people affecting positive change through the arts will take place on Sunday, August 24th at 7 o'clock at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Again, go to WhamTheater.com for more information. Kristen Van Genhoven, thank you so much. Have a wonderful time and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.